A new Franklin Pierce University Boston Herald poll of likely New Hampshire presidential primary voters finds Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republican Donald Trump remain the two candidates to beat. With the first presidential primary 2 weeks from today, Sanders is ahead of Hillary Clinton, 55-39% in New Hampshire. On the GOP side, Trump leads Ted Cruz, 33-14%. Many of the presidential candidates are now in Iowa, ahead of next Monday's caucuses there. But Trump was in Farmington, New Hampshire last night, rallying supporters and taking jabs at rivals. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there.
February 9th, we have to go out and vote. We got to do it. We have to bring it home, right? Got to bring it home.
Trump brought his presidential campaign to a crowded gymnasium at Farmington High School, home of the Tigers. He bragged about his poll numbers, as he usually does at these events, but he urged his followers not to be complacent and to vote on February 9th. He says he wants them to deliver a mandate.
It's a movement, what's going on. People love this country so much, and they want to bring it back, and we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back.
At his rallies, Trump doesn't really give speeches so much as a stream of political patter. He bounces from immigration, building that wall and making Mexico pay for it, to keeping Muslims out of the U.S. for now, to defeating ISIS, though he doesn't say how, to building up the military, which he says has been decimated. And these days, he doesn't miss a chance to go after Senator Ted Cruz, who's mounting a serious challenge in Iowa, despite questions about undisclosed loans and his Canadian birth.
He screams out, the Canadian. Yeah, that's right, the Canadian. He could run right now for Prime Minister of Canada. He'd have no problem.
For his part, Ted Cruz says Trump is now insulting him every day, and he accuses the New York businessman of being insufficiently conservative. But Trump saves his most withering attacks for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
When you see a schlub like Bush spending $100 million, and then he brings his mother, who's a very nice woman, by the way, but he brings his mother out, and I say, Jeb, your mother's not going to help you negotiate with China. She's not going to help. She can't help. And she's not going to help you with ISIS, Jeb.
The other Republicans have resisted attacking Trump for fear of alienating his supporters, but not Bush, who has struggled to get his campaign off the ground.
Just one other thing I got to get this off my chest. Donald Trump is a jerk.
This is Jeb Bush's latest political ad. He's been taking Trump to task on the air and on the campaign trail for disparaging Muslims, women, and a New York Times reporter with a disability.
That's why I called him a jerk. What kind of person would you want to have in the presidency that does that? At what point do we say enough of this?
But last night in Farmington, there were plenty of people who wanted a man like Trump in the presidency.
Oh, I've definitely made up my mind. I'm voting for Trump for sure.
Heather Connolly drove 3.5 hours from Connecticut to see Trump last night. She says he'll cut taxes and the deficit, and she likes his tough talk about building that wall on the southern border.
I think he's going to be a great leader, and he speaks it like it is, and I really like that about him.
And to people who say he's never held elective office and doesn't have the experience, what would you say?
Good. We want somebody a little bit different. We don't need a typical politician anymore.
But not everybody here was convinced. Frank Capillari from Portsmouth is looking for someone who can work with others and get things done. He's leaning toward Jeb Bush because of his experience as governor, but he says he's open to Trump.
So I'm looking for someone who can compromise, who can be cooperative, who doesn't alienate. The thing that keeps me open-minded about him is there's no question that he's been successful in business, and it remains to be seen for me whether or not that can translate into being successful and effective as a national leader.
If the polls are correct, Trump's support in New Hampshire has been remarkably steady since the early fall. If he wins on February 9th, his next challenge will be to convince many more voters like Frank Capillari that he really can be a successful national leader. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Rochester, New Hampshire.